Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
6 hours to go. Should we count down? Does that help you, or would that maybe stoke your anxiety?
I mean, I just thought about it before we came back from break.
You did?
Yeah, because this is like our last hour of the show that's not like going to be potentially emotional.
Yeah. I mean, it could be. Would you like to be emotional now? Would that help you get out in front of
it? I cried like a baby on Sunday night, and then Monday. Like, I got it out, I think, most of it. I think.
Do you expect me to be emotional? We should probably talk about that. Do you expect me to be emotional?
No.
I don't know if I will be. Mostly because I'm just so happy for you.
Yeah, I mean, you know how happy I am.
I realized when I was just like, I'm just so happy. I was like, I probably should add a for you in there.
No, it's fine. I mean, it was better than you saying that you're not going to cry about me leaving.
Wait, so if I was happy you were leaving, but I cried.
You have happy tears.
But I was crying.
No, I don't expect you to cry, dude.
Here's the thing. Everything makes me cry.
Yeah, I kind of do too.
It's a dad thing, man. My daughters have completely softened me in really good ways.
Is it because we do have daughters? Like, is that softening us up a little bit?
Yeah, I think some of that. I also think it's just, I don't know, man. I think you have... I've thought about this and talked about this a lot off air. Just, I think I've gotten to a point to be super grateful for my life and for how this thing has gone, because it didn't have to go this way. And some days it feels like accident or luck that it has gone this well, whether it's Ness, the girls, this job, whatever it is. Like, I know that there could have been a lot of wrong turns, especially when I was really young and really angry. And I don't have that anymore. So I think some of that's just I'm super grateful for life, and I'm super grateful for the people in my life. And I also think some of that's just like I know what change means now. Like, I used to zip from change to change, you know? And I was, because I think I grew up living in a radio household where it's like, hey, we're going to move to Warren in a month. And then it was, hey, we lived in Warren for 2 months. We're going to go live to Dayton for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a part of me that for a long time I was more comfortable staying moving than I was being in place. But now I think I can kind of live the best of both worlds. I'm very comfortable and easily accept change. But I also understand the downside of change, which is in some way loss.
Yeah, it can be a little bit of loss. I'm excited. I haven't made a lot of changes in my life, like in terms of like career stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I went from playing football my whole life to getting pretty much, I was in sales for a second, but then I got into this business and broadcasting and the radio station. And you know, 13 years, man, it's crazy. I've never had a job or even lived in a place this long.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
13 years. I don't think people realize. I used to say this when I was in Charlotte, when people would ask me, whether on or off air, about this station. I was like, I don't think you understand how special it is.
To be in a place that has stability?
Yeah, yes.
It's pretty awesome.
And, you know, I was talking to a buddy who kind of just changed where he's at in his career. And he's like, you know, it's been 2 years. You enjoy being back. And I'm like, it's a little tighter than I'm used to. There's certain, you know, I get, hey, don't do that a little bit more. Actually, a lot more than I did in Charlotte. But at the same point, that's because I think everybody knows what they want here.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we've been able to have so few lineup changes in our time because there's been so few change atop the leaderboard. And I think that's awesome. So, like, yeah, sometimes I feel stifled. Sometimes I feel jammed up. Hey, you almost crossed the line there. I'm like, but I didn't. But, like, at the same point, I know they're just looking out for me. You know, I know people have my back here.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I guess I'll take it. I'll take the occasional, you probably should be jammed up. Everybody should be checked. If it means I can bank on this a little bit more. I don't know. And it's not just us. I think down the aisles had a lot of consistency too, and a lot of, you know, so, and I think that's a gift.
I mean, I think in general, this town is different than a lot of places where the fans are so loyal and frankly, a little territorial, like people that aren't from here or from Ohio or from Northeast Ohio, Northeast Ohio, if I say it properly. So it does feel different here. Most people that work in the market here stay in the market here.
Yeah.
Well, whether you work at, you know, one place, you work here, like you just sort of, you're sort of around.
It's funny,
for a while.
It's funny you say that because I know people who come from outside can get frustrated at how long it takes to.
Dude, ask my old partner how it felt.
Absolutely. And I totally understand that, but I think there's some value in that. Like, I think the fact that it means something if you're from here, and even if you're on the outside, I think you kind of have to respect that. You know, like, there's so many places that don't have that.
Yeah. No, really. You're right.
Like, there were so many people not. And I don't think we had one true native Charlottean on the station in Charlotte. And I think that hurt that station for people who had been listening to it for 30 years at that point. And here, I mean, right now, everybody is. I mean, Peterlin's been here since 2016. He's married in. He's here. Peterlin is Northeast Ohio. Like,
he's been here since the championship.
Yeah. So, and like he's been here for so long. And, like, I'll be honest, I don't even think of him as not from here anymore. I don't. He's been here long enough. He married here. His beautiful daughter is going to be raised here. Like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be, like, at the end of the day, he'll be a Clevelander.
Yeah. Sorry about that, JP. Nah, kidding. But no, I mean, it's going to be good. It's going to be really, really good. I think that's a part of it.
Yeah, it is. It is good, man. Are you excited?
Yeah. I'm excited for both things. I'm excited for tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you. I'm excited for us. You know?
Yeah, like, I too. I mean, I'm going to listen. You know, obviously, when I'm gone from here.
You're never going to listen.
That's trying to be nice, dude.
I know. Well, no.
No, I will listen. I promise you I'll listen.
I know. And I don't mean that in a bad way.
But I'll also say this. Like, I know some people, when they leave a show or they leave whatever they're doing, they sort of, like, hope that it doesn't go well. And that couldn't be further from the truth with me. I want this station to thrive, and I want this show to continue to put up the ratings I know it will for a long time.
Yeah, I don't get the point of bitterness. Bitterness is in my opinion, nothing more than unresolved self-loathing. I think bitterness almost always turns out.
It's not the way to live, man.
Yeah, it's not. And so,
if you don't, like, root for, well, this is me. Like, I've root for people.
Dude, I root for people I don't even like.
Of course.
Like, there are people, and it's very rare. Like, I kind of, like, I compare it. I mean, it really is the pair. It is, there's the top, there's a very few people that I truly love, adore, and would die for. And then there's that next round down, which is 90% of people who I just because you're a human being and just I'm always going to find something in you. And then there's like the 3% of the bottom who I can't find anything about, and I probably really strongly dislike you. And I still don't root against you. You know, because it just, I don't know how the universe works, man. I am pretty convinced that if you root for other people to fail, or if all you think of other people, like, dude, I'll be honest with you. In media, in sports talk, there are 10 people out there right now who want my job. And when I say people, I mean in the media, who want this job, who don't want to put in the work, who just want to be given it, and who, because they're not given it, they think they're entitled to it, so then they hate you. And so they root against you. And I could never be that person. Like, if I had not gotten the job when I came home 2 years ago, whomever had gotten it, I would have been like, oh, well, that must have been the right choice.
I think you have to have that sort of outlook on situations to really understand. And I don't know, man. I think what you put into the universe sort of comes back to you. And it may be a way that you're not even prepared for, frankly.
Well, and I also think that, kind of talked a little bit about this when we talked about my dad, Dave, and my biological father, and him going, and, you know, I went to show him. I went down there, didn't talk to him for 17 years, and I went to show him, like, hey, we're okay. Because I didn't want him going feeling that burden. I didn't think that was fair. Yeah, we had our differences. Things could have been different. But I didn't want that for him. And what surprised me is what it... Because I got that back from him, too. And I was surprised at, like... Not surprised at how freeing it was. But, dude, it really just freed me. And I was, like, giddy as a human being for 5 days. Because it was like a cold shower. There's a dopamine kick from doing things, but that gets back to the idea of not holding on to when you've had things happen to you that you wish were different, whether it's you wish you could do things differently, or you feel like you failed things, whatever, or somebody failed you. When you hold on to that, you're the person that ends up suffering more than anything.
Absolutely, I think you have to. I mean, it's hard. It's hard to do that, man, to have that mindset or to have that attitude towards something. It's really hard, but it's really empowering when you do.
I think it's hard to do it at first. I think it's so much easier. I think it's so much easier.
I think in life, man, everything's routine. And when you practice good habits, it becomes easier to be more positive.
Yeah. Well, and you don't even have to be positive. You just don't have to, you know, it's that idea of breaking that negative thing, that negative groove that you fall into. It's that idea of, okay, that thing's not serving me. Why? It's that, and you and I talked about this with self-talk. Huge.
Yeah.
Dude, I'll be honest with you. I gained back a lot of the weight that I lost in Charlotte, and a lot of it has to do with I've not been very kind to myself when I talk about myself.
I always say this to people who are like, well, I mean, I still struggle with it, self-talk, clearly. I've laid that out.
Yeah, please stop calling yourself an idiot, by the way. I don't like
but
that.
But we all do, you know? And until you sort of can change that, you're not going to. And you're going to be negative.
Man, Jack's just... We're just in the middle of a great
That's
conversation.
On you, bro.
And Jack's just hits us with a wrap it up, B.
Wrap it up, B.
He's being very aggressive today. Very territorial. But no, I mean, I still have no idea. We could get in tomorrow, dude, and I could be a bigger basket case than you.
There's a chance. I mean, honestly, Monday I didn't think was going to go like that.
You know what?
But I'm happy it did.
Now that you've compared it to Monday, that's pretty steady on Monday.
You were great.
Smartest thing you've ever said.
7 a.m.
We initially had this for 2:40. The first segment went too well. Then we teased it the last two segments. Now we're finally getting to it. I think the Jordan Schultz tweet today, the report that the Browns never discussed trading or moving on from Jameis Winston, that was total damage report. And the idea that you know, they are going to move on from one of the quarterbacks at some point, but it won't involve Watson or Winston, I think that was 100% because they felt the heat after yesterday.
All right. I mean, you're not probably not wrong.
Well, I I'm assuming the Browns are pretty smart. I'm assuming
pretty smart.
If they had no intention of trading Jameis, that they would go to Jameis's people and say, "Hey, we're going to put this out there for a very specific reason. Let Jameis know we're not going to trade him. This is just leverage and all that." I'm imagining that they did that. I think it was more from fans. I'm going to gauge the reaction on the Winston stuff in general, that people were pretty peeved at that report, that they were fielding offers for Jameis.
Yeah, I'm sure people were peeved about it. It doesn't make a lot of sense, man. Even when we brought Zach on, like, I don't think you trade your backup quarterback, who is arguably the best backup in the NFL currently, for a bag of donuts.
Definitely not for a bag of donuts, or maybe multiple bags of donuts.
Donut holes?
I mean, they are pretty darn good. But like, listen, if you got a third round pick for Jameis, I think most people go Andrew Berry laser eyes. But I think this confirms my initial theory that I think they realized that the report that came out that DTR has been told he made the team probably hurt their leverage with trading Tyler Huntley. And maybe they used Jameis's name just to see if they could continue to make people think they're not going to trade Tyler Huntley.
What are you getting for Huntley anyway?
Sixth or seventh rounder.
Okay.
I mean, if you got anything more than a sixth rounder for Huntley, considering that he was a late signing in free agency, like every team in the NFL.
I hope they get something like that.
Yeah. Well, every team in the NFL had a chance to sign Tyler, and it was the Browns who already had three quarterbacks that signed him. So, like, there's always going to be a math problem there. But any team that wanted him now, very few things have changed since they could have signed him. Maybe Minnesota losing J.J. McCarthy for the year, but I don't know Tyler Huntley fits that scheme. In fairness, I don't know what KOC's offense is going to look like with Darnold now. So, no, I mean, I also think it was smart by the Browns. I understand that sometimes you leak reports in what other ways. I don't know if Jameis is really...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Really, that big of a piece of, you know, within that building. If you really love what he brings, I don't know it helps you if even one dude thinks that there's a chance they might trade Jameis after Jameis being very popular this offseason, and clearly Jameis being very popular with his teammates at the very least.
Yeah, that whole thing that we talked about yesterday with, like, the idea that maybe Deshaun's a little bothered by Jameis's presence.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, I'm not saying the Browns heard that or have rabbit ears towards that or something, but like, it's certainly possible.
I think it is. I also think like,
I think it's certainly possible that it got back to Deshaun.
Yeah. Well, and maybe Deshaun was concerned at how that might look. I just think like, I still refuse to believe Deshaun is as soft as people in this town think he is.
I guess we'll find out.
I mean, I think that's fair, but I guess my thing is, I think it's one thing to say, I bet you going through what Deshaun has gone through in 4 years, deciding you didn't want to play in Houston anymore, then the report comes out about the countless allegations of sexual impropriety and sexual assault, then you get sued by over 20 different women, so there are over 20 different lawsuits, then you get put on the... I don't think he was put on the commissioner's exempt list, but then basically you get paid to sit that last year in Houston, and there's you're no closer to actually playing. Then you get traded. Then there's a suspension. Then there's this. Then there's that. Then now he's then he plays poorly, and then you go to the injury last year. I think it's one thing to say, man, there's no way you don't come out of that a changed person in one way or another. That's different than saying, well, I think it's turned him into petty or too sensitive to, like, I imagine the initial drive that made that guy one of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL, one of the greatest college quarterbacks ever to as well, national champion, playoff winning quarterback, MVP level talent. I kind of refuse to believe that drive gets changed. It might soften you. It might bitter you. It might change the way you relate to other people outside of football. I find it pretty hard to believe that Deshaun has changed that much. And I, by the way,
you're saying you still think there's that confidence, that dog inside of him.
Yeah.
Even though it's been a minute since he's shown it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think.
I think that's a fair statement. I don't know that even when people lack confidence for whatever reason in life or in sports, you can get it back.
Yeah. Well, and that's...
all it takes sometimes, not to steal tennis reference, but like...
It's a good set.
You're really playing poor, right? And you're getting smoked because you're in your head about certain things. And all it takes is like a couple of good points. You stack a couple points up and then bam, you're right back in it.
It's funny you say that. Momentum team-wise, I know that... It's a little tough to kind of pin down. I think it was Jonathan Gannon, Cleveland's own and Arizona's head coach, that said they had spent the entire offseason studying whether momentum in sports is real. And when somebody asked him, is it? He said, I don't know. What do you think? Just being coy about it. I think emotional momentum is real. Yeah, that idea that we talked about in the last segment of stacking wins or stacking, yeah, building good, yeah, habits. I do, and I think Deshaun is four healthy games away from getting that confidence back.
That I would agree with.
And now, again, that's four healthy games where he plays really well. He just never had that last year. It's why, like, I can say, well, the Browns haven't done what you hoped they'd do when you traded for Deshaun. And to this point, it's totally fine to be incredibly on the fence or even down on the deal that it'll ever work out. We're still just talking about 12 games as opposed to 34 games. So he still has more games ahead of him this season that to change his own self-confidence, his own self-belief, his own ability just to be a great quarterback and prove it. He's got more games to prove this season than he had the last 2 years. We're still talking about an incredibly minute sample size that I tend to split apart. It's not even just 12 games in general.
Yeah.
No, it's six games that first year versus what looks completely different because of injuries the next year.
Sure.
So I think the thing I probably haven't said enough is I'm a little incredulous how it can be that certain when it's only been 12 games.
No, we're not certain, but it's like, it's just like saying the Guardians are done. It's, yeah, like, what have we seen most recently that can give us some sort of confidence that, hey, this guy's not done. He has confidence. Or the Guardians are not done. They're going to win a World Series. Well, I think if the Gardos like go on a 10-game winning streak, everyone's gonna be like, dude, this team could be special.
Mm-hmm. Was that a
that was Jeff Miller?
Okay,
walking down the hallway, gave the wave.
I thought you just really liked your take there. What you guys can't see right now is Dustin had a really good point there, and he just kind of threw up like a peace.
It was like a half peace sign, half wave.
Yeah,
it was like a
Yoda. Isn't that like a Yoda? Didn't the Yoda have like three fingers?
You do that?
Yeah, the Spock thing, of course.
Some
people can't Spock it.
You can do both sides. Can you do it, Jax?
That.
Both sides?
Right there. Can you do this?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you can. But no, I mean, to get back to the Deshaun thing, by the way, Captain Jim saying, okay, but I ask you, you get free donuts from insert this great spot in East Lake, you guys can figure it out, for a year, but you trade Jameis. Don't rush to answer. Well, I'm kind of on an anti-sugar run right now, so I'd probably say I wouldn't trade Jameis. But, man, you catch me on a fat day. Ooh. And then we got a bakery in Wadsworth. We're not giving away free advertisement. It might have been one of the 10 reasons I moved to Wadsworth again. It's the best bakery I know of. Oh, my Lord. Now, getting back to it. I think what you and I are touching at, and hinting at, or not hinting at, but kind of driving towards, is I'm still intrigued. Whether it's week one against Dallas or later in the season, I'm still intrigued what's there with Deshaun. Like, I think I've bypassed, and it's not that I think I know it. But I think I have bypassed a lot of the anxiety simply because I think we've talked ourselves, I just have talked enough about it where it's like, well, that doesn't really do you any good, right? So I'm still intrigued, starting with September 8th. Okay, what's in there? And where do you start? And then where do you go from there, right? Because, listen, the springboard thing you and I talked about, I don't know. But his springboard to being the best version of himself does have to start somewhere. And if it starts September 8th and then goes into September 15th, and all of a sudden you stack good games. Again, I think a playoff trip and 14 or more games of Deshaun, and I think a lot of people in this town are going to have a lot of reasons to be optimistic going forward. Even if you still have reservations about the trade and the stuff that came before here, or maybe you still don't think Deshaun embraced Cleveland enough, whatever it is, because that's the outsider thing you and I talked about in the last segment. I think it's that simple. Start stacking wins, and I think positive kind of tends to lead to positive.
I think you're probably right about that. Hopefully Deshaun had some sort of like a wake up or revelation in the last year to get him back on track, because it's possible. Like, just because you maybe lose confidence or whatever. And maybe he hasn't lost confidence. Maybe he's just been hurt.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.